This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis area hospitals are expected to take in the peak of COVID-19 patients late this week, with about 700. That recent projection from health officials is lower than initially expected. Health officials say that's because social distancing is working. But if stay-at-home orders are relaxed too soon, they warn that a second peak could be more deadly than the first. As St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff reports, doctors are still preparing for the worst.
Every morning when Dr. Tiffany Osborne steps into Barnes Jewish Hospital, she thinks about whether her team will be able to handle all the sick patients coming in that day. The critical care doctor says COVID-19 volume has been high for a while, but it seems to be leveling off. Still, she worries that the people who are coming in are already really sick.
I've been doing this for 20 years, and some of these patients are the sickest patients that I've taken care of. When they get sick very fast.
Health officials say hospitals in the St. Louis region are operating at crisis standards of care, but things aren't as bad as early models projected. Social distancing is working, and the curve is starting to bend. Dr. Alex Garza leads the St. Louis Metropolitan Pandemic Task Force, a group bringing together the largest hospital systems in the region. By the end of the month, he says 71,000 people in the St. Louis region will likely have been infected by the coronavirus, but that's 10,000 fewer people than he anticipated.
People are paying attention, they're staying at home, they're washing their hands, they're wearing those masks out in public, and all of that is having a big impact on the transmission factor.
If fewer people are being exposed to the virus, Dr. Garza says there should be enough beds, intensive care units, and ventilators to get through the height of the pandemic. But he says it's not time to celebrate. If local officials relax stay-at-home orders too early, a second peak could be even worse. A lot of testing needs to happen before things reopen to better understand who still has COVID-19 and who has immunity. He says that's not likely until at least mid-May.
My concern, though, is we can't let the desire for returning to normality override what is a health issue of spread in the community, because otherwise we will end up in a worse place than we initially started.
Keith Welchie is leading a data modeling team at BJC Healthcare that's helping hospitals prepare for what might happen after the first peak. His projections are helping hospital leaders figure out where staff and protective gear is needed and when to use alternative care sites, like the one that recently opened in Florissant. Transferring patients there who are improving but may need to isolate for a few more days could free up space in hospitals for sicker patients. Welchie says hospitals are still preparing for a worst-case scenario of up to 1,500 hospitalized patients.
The pessimistic scenarios would still put a significant strain on the health system in the region. By no means are we out of the woods yet.
St. Louis will experience the peak of COVID-19 cases around the same time as many other parts of the Midwest. Shelley Swedhelm is the head of emergency management and biopreparedness at Omaha-based Hospital Nebraska Medicine. She also consults with hospitals across the country to prevent infections. Swedhelm says every city and state is experiencing the surge differently, but for the most part in the Midwest, she says early efforts to encourage social distancing and to free up space in hospitals are starting to pay off.
We stopped elective surgical cases and elective ambulatory visits and things like that very early. So I think we're not seeing the massive numbers that they're seeing on the West and the East Coast.
Even with fewer cases, Swedhelm worries about nursing homes, which have been a hotbed for the coronavirus, and she expects rural hospitals to struggle financially. If there is a silver lining, Swedhelm says it's that hospitals are learning how to act quickly, embrace telehealth, and most importantly, how to better control infection. But ultimately, just how bad things get across the country and in St. Louis depends on what happens outside of hospitals. I'm Corinne Ruff, St. Louis Public Radio.